Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our first reading from Revelation chapter 14. Well, over 500 years ago, on October 31st, 1517, a young monk had been disturbed by some of the practices that were going on in the church. Talked a little bit about that with kids there this morning. Basically, what it was that people were not giving their proper worship and credit to the Lord for what he has done for his people. So this young monk only came up with 95 discussion points, 95 theses. And what was the place to put that, announcement out there? Well, he nailed that to the front of the church door. Now, it's not as big a rebel thing as you think. All right, that's where you put those notices. Because he knew that everybody would be in church the next day, All Saints Day. So it was appropriate to put that out there the day before. But Luther, again being naive, thinking that, well, that discussion would only take place right there in town, there at the university, well, he was in for a bit of a shock. You see, he lived during a time of discovery. He was born when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. What else happened? Well, 50 to 60 years prior to his birth, well, they came up with the printing press. So what people then decided when they saw those 95 theses there, they were like, wow, we need to get this word out. So they took it down. They put it to print. And it went out everywhere, eventually making its way down to Rome. Now, if you were to drive from Wittenberg all the way down to Rome, that's 935 miles. So think about it back in the day, by horseback or walking, how long it took for that to get down there. But that it did. And so the church down there, well, they didn't like the idea that they were cutting off their supply of indulgences there, money that was flowing into Rome. So, well, it got him into trouble. In fact, Luther's holding his ground because he's standing on God's word and God's word alone. And they didn't like that, and so they pushed him out of the church. And so what happened as a result of that? Well, the church, instead of being reformed from the inside, which is what Luther wanted, ended up being reformed from the outside, and thus was born the Lutheran Church. Now, because of that big stir that Luther caused, well, people put, again, there a lot of their attention on Luther to see what he was doing. And again, he was studying God's Word. And so other people then started studying God's Word. And 5 years later, in 1522, another monk named Michael Stifel, well, he came across the passage there that we have for our first reading today from Revelation chapter 14. And as he studied that, he felt that the angel who was proclaiming these words here, well, that was a prophecy that was to come. And he felt that Luther fulfilled that prophecy there of sharing the eternal gospel. In fact, Johannes Bugenhagen, he also thought the same thing, and he mentioned it in Luther's funeral sermon in 1546. And since then, this passage has been associated with Luther and the Reformation. Consequently, it's a reading that we have for every Reformation Sunday. Now, aside from its association with Luther, what makes it such a bold passage? Well, let's take a closer look. Again, Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Well, we are in the book of Revelation. That's a book that the Apostle John wrote. And now he sees an angel flying overhead, proclaiming a message. And this message, as John says, is an eternal gospel. Now, to whom is that eternal gospel to be proclaimed? To every nation and tribe, language, and people. And what this means is this message is meant for everybody on the planet. There is no discrimination here. It's for every male and female on the planet. every person, no matter what their age. No discrimination going on here. It's meant for all people. And what is that message? Fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of His judgment has come. And worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. Fear God. Heard that before? On Reformation Sunday, you better say yes. Nod your heads yes, right? Okay? Because that's in the small catechism there. Fear and love God. Well, when it comes to fear and love God, when you got that in the book of Revelation, there's only a couple in there who should truly fear. That's the dragon and Satan. But for those who believe, well, no, that's not, it's different. Fear God means having respect for God, being in awe of God. It means giving Him the glory, for He is the one who is the true creator of the heavens and the earth and the sea and the springs of water. Now, why say all of these things? Well, quite frankly, it's because it wasn't happening on earth. People were not fearing God. People did not give Him glory. They were coming up with their own creative myths there about creation. They were saying other things about their own gods, and they were failing to worship the one true God. And because they failed to worship Him, judgment was coming. Now, while the words of the angel may strike fear into a person's heart, for those who have faith, quite frankly, those should be words of comfort. They are comfort, because the one who has faith should not fear the Lord. When you read through Revelation, who is the one who defeats Satan? The Lamb. And how does the Lamb defeat Satan? It is through His shed blood, that shed blood on the cross. He's the one who earned the forgiveness of our sins. You don't get that on some piece of paper. It is our Savior who did that for you and me. And how do we receive such forgiveness? Well, that's with the faith that we receive, that God gives to us. You see, it is through faith alone that we receive that forgiveness. It is because of God's grace alone, His love for us, that He wants a relationship with you and I, that He sent His Son Jesus. And we learn that. Where? In Scripture alone. You see, there's no other book in which we learn such things. It's there in God's Word and His Word alone. So that's why we make sure that we give Him the glory. We make sure that God is a priority in our lives. So we give Him the glory. We come and worship Him. And we recognize that all that we have, our income, our places to live, our very being is sustained by Him and Him only. Because you see, when it comes down to it, as we start to study that word there, God's word, we recognize and we learn something about ourselves. We learn that, well, no, we're not perfect, and we all understand that. But you see, we also learn too how to identify those imperfections in ourselves, where we at times can make our own gods. And when I say make our own gods, it's making sure that whatever's in our lives there that we put as a higher priority than what God is. And so that could be any number of things. You've heard me say that before. We could elevate our children to do that and their activities. And we could do it in ways in which we making money is our biggest priority, or the fact that we've already got it and we're happy about it. But it's whatever it is in our lives, and it's different for each and every person, that substitutes God is the most important thing in our lives. We learn that in His Word. Yet at the same time, as we study God's Word, we come right back to the fact that He wants to forgive you and me. That's where we get back to Jesus, the Lamb, the one who died for us. You see, that's the eternal gospel that gets shared out there. And so we recall passages such as this. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. You see, it draws us right back into a relationship with God through Jesus. That's the eternal gospel. And so we come here, as we did today, where we confess our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And so, as you confess those sins, and you hear that forgiveness that comes from me, it's not John Hopkins up here. It's your pastor. The pastor who has been called. You have that right there to forgive each other. And what you do as a congregation then is like, hey, pastor, we're going to let you do that on our behalf. So I stand up here then and share those words that you are forgiven. For whose sake is that forgiveness given to you? For Jesus' sake. That's why God forgives your sins. That's because of the faith that you have, that you call upon. It's through God's grace alone that He loves you such. And we learn that through the Bible. That's why we have three scripture passages every Sunday. That's why you're encouraged to be in Bible study all the time. Because you learn so much, and that's where your faith gets strengthened, and you get drawn closer and closer to our God, who loves us so very much. That's all Luther wanted back in the day, was to get our attention focused back on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So let us remember, not just every Sunday, but every time you open your Bibles, every time you think about Jesus, how much God loves you, that He wants you to be a part of His family forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.